Grace Recovery.
Hello, my name is Shakita. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Did you call unemployment today?
I've been trying, but it's not.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Let me determine which one of my ladies has called, okay? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person requesting this call?
This is Ashley Walker.
Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
I need to do my unemployment for lack of work.
May I have your social security number, please?
It's 595-32-1290.
And may you verify your first and last name?
Ashley Walker.
Your date of birth?
3/16/85.
Your mother's maiden name?
Morgan.
And your driver's license or state ID number?
Hold on one second. It is 1-005-4352.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade completed in school?
11th.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. Your prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days.
You can just do that.
Direct deposit or the prepaid card?
The prepaid card's fine.
And a good contact phone number?
It's 256-396-3200.
256-396-3200. And your mailing address?
It's P.O. Box
265.
Lineville, Alabama.
And the zip code?
36266.
36266.
36266, yes.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the address for your resident? What city for the resident address?
Lineville, Alabama.
And is it code?
36266.
And a mailing address?
It's 51 West of Bogus Street, but we use the P.O. Box for the mailing.
You said Weston?
51 West of Boga.
Weston Boga Street, correct?
Yeah. But if you're going to mail me anything, you're going to have to use that P.O. Box.
Yes, ma'am. They just wanted the resident address also.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer random-generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? We have a 1998 Ford Contour, a 2004 Audi A6, a 2005 Maserati Quattroporte, or a 2008 Jeep Patriot, or have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Never been associated.
Okay, question two. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? We have Audio Profiles, Scribe Rentals, Tomorrow Solutions Today, What People Paid, or None of the Above?
None of the above.
Okay, question three. Which of the following street addresses in Spring Hill have you ever lived at or been associated with? We have 1040 Firewood Avenue, 16124 Coastal Plain Drive, 3078
1624 Coastal Plain Drive.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? We have Montgomery, Hoover, Gadsden, Athens, or none of the above.
Gadsden.
Okay. According to your driver license, approximately how tall are you? We have 5'2", 5'5", 5'8", 5'11", but my height is not reported as any of these values.
I'm 5'4".
5'4". Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification? Did you have a TRA certification? Is that for trade readjustment allowance?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was 12/6/22.
December 6, 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
You said, have I been physical or able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I am physical.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No. New South Sewing.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you seeking that pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for receiving a work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Five.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you accept?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What is the lowest hourly wage you accept?
Minimum wage. Can you hold on for 1 second?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Do you obtain work with a union?
No, ma'am.
Does your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
And what is your job title?
It's shipping and packaging.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
New South Sewing.
When was your employee start date when you first started working with them?
It was 10/4/21.
October 4th, 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Lineville, Alabama.
And what's that work phone number?
Could you get me the work phone number? Hold on 1 second. CC, do you know the New South Sewing phone number? It's 256-396. Hold on, somebody's getting it for me. It's 396-2704.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or a holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you seeking a pension from this employer?
I'm seeking the unemployment from the employer. That's what they told us to do.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, and we are going to give you a temporary pin. That temporary pin there was 9085.
Okay, hold on. 9085, and that's for the card?
No, that will be your pin number for you to file your weekly certification.
Oh, so what day do I do that?
You will call every Sunday to file your weekly certification.
Okay, I had tried to call this past Sunday and it was just saying that y'all was closed and
you don't call this number to file your weekly certification.
Oh, what number do I call?
It's 1-800. 752-7389.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally take 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also ready for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims due calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification this week could result in lost benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file through the telephone, the telephone number you call each week is 1-800-752-7389. And then complete that number. Hello?
Okay, I need to do a resume?
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, so when do I need to do it? Today or sometime this week?
Sometime this week.
Okay. And then I go to the www.laboralabama.gov to submit that resume.
No, ma'am. Well, you would go to submit the resume. It's Alabama Works. That's Alabama spelled all the way out in an S at the end of Works. .alabama.gov. That's where you would go to update your online resume.
Okay. After I do that, then, how long does it take for y'all to accept me?
It takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the application.
Okay. And, when will I be receiving a card after I've been accepted?
It will take 5 to 7 business days after you are approved.
Okay. All right, so I'll get this resume done and submit it to you this week, and so you can't process the application until I finish that?
No, ma'am, the application has just been sent through, but it takes 2 to 3 weeks to process.
Okay. All right. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Alabama Employment Claims. I enjoy your day.
All right, bye.